Tune in to AM 600 every Saturday morning for the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show, sponsored by Frontline Insurance. Find out where those fish are, what they're biting, and how to get them in the boat. Get the latest fishing info on tides, weather, and new products, and much more from the Sultan of the St. John's, Captain Vic Tyson. Start your weekend right. Tune in to the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show, Saturday mornings from 6 till 8, right here on AM 600 WBOB. Listen online or get the podcast at WBOB.com.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
Start a show, people. That's how you do it. Isn't that amazing? Oh, don't you love it? Ryman and Schoaf is in the studio with me, and he's laughing. Now, you, all those years in the military, all those years in the Navy, I know, you revere the flag.
Made me want to stand up and salute.
He's laughing because I'm sitting here with my arms going, and I'm singing, and oh my goodness. I love that song. I love Flag Day. I'm dressed like Flag Day. You guys are dressed like Flag Day. Welcome to the Inside Track with the Duval GOP on WBOB. And you're listening to AM 600 FM 101.1. We are going to be talking about a bunch of stuff today. If you have a comment, you want to ask a question, feel free. The number here is 904-222-TALK. That's 904-222-8255. So give us a call, and we are, this is kind of a celebration day in many, 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 many ways, but first of all and foremost, our flag, amazing. I get so excited. We just came, and let me introduce Ryman Schoaf, who is a former Navy captain, retired, and has been in the political scene here in Duval County for a while. He at one point ran for Congress in the congressional four seat, and so a lot of people know Ryman.
Welcome to the show. I don't know if you noticed that. I didn't win, though.
I did notice that because you don't have a little congressional pin on your lapel.
There are a lot of very good people who ran for Congress and didn't win.
You know what? That is
I
that
appreciate
is true.
That backup.
I know several.
Me too. I'm married to one, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, it's one of the ones I know.
Yeah, exactly. There we go. So, Ryman, welcome, truly. I love having you here. You know that.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Cool. And then we also have Ms. Dee Lansford. Dee is a kind of a volunteer extraordinaire. You've been in the political scene in this area, Northeast Florida, for a while now.
I have, and
you have.
I finally got to come in to watch you do this radio show.
And we stuck a set of headphones on her and said, here's a mic. She goes, well, what am I supposed to do with that?
Best thing I do is talk.
So
hello out there.
There you go. She's going to fit in just fine. Yeah, Dee works primarily out of Clay County, but she crosses the county line all the time. It's amazing how you get past the guards and everything at the county line, but you do it.
Oh, well, they see me coming. They really think it's easier just let me slide through.
That's probably true, too.
Well, Karen, you just get her once. I get her twice. I go to church with her as well.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so see, this
She's dancing there. What church is that? I'm sure you guys have a lot of fun.
Hey, Pinewood Presbyterian. Okay. Great church. If you're looking for a church, I'll put in a plug for that.
Okay.
There you go.
Nightbox Road.
Yeah. And then we also have our always amazing velvet voice. From WBOB, Mr. Roger Henderson.
Thank you.
Thank you. He's so shy and so demure. What is this thank you?
Well, there you go. I'm just pondering.
Yeah. Pondering is a good thing. Anyway, we are We are. We came from an event with the Republican Women Federated. They have their monthly luncheon. I think we talked about it briefly last week on the show. Every second Thursday of the month is the Republican Women Federated at Duval County. And this month, they had a special celebration because we celebrated not only Flag Day, but we also celebrated the birthday of President Donald J. Trump. And who was our special guest there?
Donald J. Trump.
There we go. It was wonderful. It was wonderful. Donald J. Trump. And we have there's a great guy. I think probably a ton of you have seen him, an impersonator who was very popular with George W. He did an amazing George W. It was incredible.
Didn't you think he was George W. imitating Trump?
I did.
That's what I was thinking.
That's
the same
right.
thing. Like, it's George W. imitating Trump.
Imitating Trump. But it somehow grew Trump's hair. It was amazing. Yeah. It was amazing. Anyway, it was a great great day. Sometimes, you know, these political events can be sometimes they can be tedious, and sometimes they can be, you know, kind of interesting, but, you know, it's like, okay, well, this is politics. But today, once in a while, you just have to cut back and relax and have a good time. And celebrating the president's birthday and celebrating the flag, what better way to do it? What better way to do it? So we have a ton of things that have happened in this past week since we were on the show involving our president.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
Isn't that incredible?
It's like Superman.
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah. He seems to have gotten, well, I can't even, the roster of accomplishments in the first 500 days were enough to blow away anybody. I mean, when you get to the point where even CNN says, well, yeah, he has managed to accomplish quite a bit. Really?
That is amazing.
It's
the fake news network.
The fake news, yes, yes.
Trump's beating them down to even they have to say, okay, he did something
okay.
good.
Okay. So it's but this past week was absolutely phenomenal. First of all, his trip to the G7, hosted in Canada of all places, that turned out to be an interesting process there. But you know, you can tell me how you feel about this. But when the president, when you compare the presidents, Obama to Trump. There is no real comparison. There's none. I've never seen anything like. People are upset. You know, the left is upset that apparently he didn't grovel enough. Has anybody ever thought that Donald Trump would grovel?
No.
Thank you. Not even slightly. There's a lot of things going on here. What did you think about the G7?
I think the other world leaders look at Trump and they think, this is my opinion, that they're not in his league. He is so far ahead of him in the way he thinks because they're all thinking like politicians and he's thinking, how do I make America great again? How do I change these deals? How do I get peace around the world? Look at all these problems that you guys haven't fixed. Mm-hmm. I'm not waiting anymore. Mm-hmm. We're going to make things happen. And I think Trudeau is kind of a whiner. I mean, he kind of comes across as that. He's kind of a pretty boy.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And I remember when Trump won, Rolling Stone magazine on their front cover had a picture of Trudeau saying, why can't we have a president like him? Why would we want a president like him?
Really?
I don't want a whiner like that. And I think he just looks at Trump and they don't want the make of him. Because, you know, he's there all about business and about jobs. And I was watching one interview and they said, yeah, you know, Trump was sitting there with these G7 leaders and they were talking about climate change and gender equality. And he's like, really, you got guys, guys in North Korea that, is going to blow up people and you wonder about climate change. I mean,
really?
What is up with you folks? Let's get something done good for the world for a change.
What a refreshing idea.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? And you're right. You can tell they have a hard time. He'll say something and they just kind of their mouths drop and they
kind of like, why didn't we think of that?
Yeah, well, the deer in the headlight syndrome. Yeah. Oh, really? So anyway, We're going to be back in just a minute. We're going to move on to North Korea because that's been fascinating. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Is Greystone Kitchens better than the big box stores for your new cabinets and countertops? About 1,000,000%. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. We are 1,000,000% better for cabinets and countertops, and I can prove it. Better selection, styles, and options. 100% better. Any color you can imagine. 100% better. Faster turnaround and completion. 100% better. You get a hassle-free fun experience and a contractor that listens to you and brings your dreams to life. It all adds up to 1,000,000% better. For the first time ever, our quick cabinet and countertop makeover is on sale this month. We just got 2,000,000% better. Don't let a store clerk design or manage your project. Get Greystone Kitchens to do it, and you'll have me. I'm a licensed contractor, for crying out loud. Find us at GreystoneKitchens.com. State licensed contractor, CRC 1330991.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
Don't stress over a leaky or damaged roof. Just call Perkins Express Roofing. Perkins Express Roofing is available 24/7. If you've had damage from a storm or accident, there's a good chance insurance will cover it, and Perkins Express Roofing will do all of the paperwork for you. If you're remodeling, renovating, or building a new home or building, let Perkins Express Roofing's parent company, MCM Builders, do a free estimate and show you how much they can save you. From a leak to a whole roof, Perkins Express Roofing is locally owned and operated and totally licensed and insured. Your roof is one of the most important parts of your home. Trust the professionals at Perkins Express Roofing. Call 904-525-2277 or 626-2860. Currently hiring sales reps. Equal opportunity employer. Perkins Express Roofing says, we keep you covered. 525-2277 or 626-2860. State license number CCC 133-0452.
Make excellent happen. Only at New Balance can you get athletic footwear, apparel, and accessories with highly trained New Balance fit specialists to make sure everything is exactly right. If you're having a hard time finding comfortable shoes or have a hard-to-fit size, your answer is at the New Balance store. New Balance in Orange Park and Beach Boulevard features full-service sit-and-fit locations. Both New Balance stores have a full stock of running, walking, baseball, cross-training, and tennis shoes. You'll find sizes 5 to 18, widths AA, B, D, double E, 4E, 6E, plus orthotic arch supports. New Balance's state-of-the-art computerized foot scanner gets the right fit every time. Make excellent happen at either New Balance store. 10,095 Beach Boulevard, open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 6. Call 620-0483. Or at 1871 Wells Road across from the Orange Park Mall, open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 8. Call 592-7892. New Balance, athletic footwear and apparel for all ages.
Okay, everybody, welcome back. You're listening to the Inside Track with the Duval GOP. I'm Karen Morton, chairman of the Republican Party here in Duval County. And we have Mr. Ryman Schoaf with us today. Ryman, welcome.
Thank you.
We have Dee Lansford from Clay County with us. Hi, Dee.
Hey.
And again, Roger Henderson.
Hello.
So during the break, we kind of started talking, and we're going to kind of get into that conversation because obviously when President Trump got on Air Force One to leave Canada, he was going directly to Singapore to get into negotiations at the summit regarding North Korea. And I don't think anybody can. They tried to dispute it. They were trying to say that this is not history in the making, but I don't know anybody that believes that. This is absolutely unbelievable. And yet he was there. They had the talks. Things are moving in the right direction. So,
Karen, I like to read between the lines.
Yeah.
And in the actual agreement they signed, there was no requirement for verification, you know, of U.S. inspectors on the ground in North Korea to making sure they're behaving themselves. And the president didn't even seem to care about that, which tells me, between the lines, we probably have some very good ironclad intelligence on the ground that will tell us everything that they're doing and not doing.
And you chime in here, but I think we have some good intelligence, but I also, Secretary Pompeo did not return with the president.
Okay.
He's there. They continue these talks. So the first get together between Kim Jong-un and President Trump was, to a large extent, I would imagine, not just ceremonial, but it was...
It was the opening of the book.
It was the opening
now
of the
chapters are
yes,
being written.
That is correct. That is correct. They came to a general agreement that they will work together, that they will supposedly be honest with each other, open, and go into the dialogue in good faith kind of thing. And I think that was really the essence of it. And now the diplomats and Secretary Pompeo have a ton of work to do. But nobody expected that everything would be there in this first agreement. That's just not even possible. It's not possible. It takes months and months and years and years.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, not on.
Yeah, you're on.
Yeah.
Okay, can't hear myself there.
Oh.
What I was going to say is Trump, you know, he made the comment of, I'll know if he's serious as soon as I walk in. You mm-hmm. know, I'll know within a minute or two. Mm-hmm. And when they asked, well, what preparation have you done? He says, I've been preparing for this all my life. And I really think, Roger, back to your point of, you know, I didn't see a lot of verification in that, in the agreement. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it's there. It's going to be there.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
going to be the trust but verify thing, just like Reagan did with the Russians.
Exactly.
Okay.
But I think that Trump is smart enough to realize, to read people. And you realize that Kim Jong-un, he was educated in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
So he'd been out of...
That's where he became a fan of the NBA and
that's
the
right.
Chicago
that's
Bulls.
Right. That's right. So he had been out of country, and he had seen what wealth was like.
Uh-huh.
So then he goes back to the Hermit mm-hmm. Kingdom. You know, he's not stupid. He's looking around. He's like, yeah, you know, I might be rich, but you can't keep going, especially mm-hmm. if China doesn't support us. And that's really where
right.
Trump was smart. Remember, he started with Xi right away. Took
yep.
Xi down to Mar-a-Lago.
Yep.
And you know that he was telling him, hey, I can't get there without you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you start moving toward my direction, where's Kim Jong-un going to go? South Korea?
Mm-hmm.
The
right.
Japanese? They're, you know, he's throwing missiles at near their coast.
Right.
Or Putin? That's not going to happen. So, I mean, the guy's not stupid. And I'm sure he just went in there and said, hey, look, you got a choice. You can be like Singapore. Look at these tall mm-hmm. skyscrapers and wealth.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can be this poor country that's going nowhere. You have a choice to make here. And
right.
I heard Trump last night where he laid it out for Kim Jong-un. He said, hey, you realize that you're north of South Korea, which is fabulously wealthy, you are east of China, so all the goods that's coming in from the ocean, because you have all that coastline, could mm-hmm. go through your country into China, which is the largest economy in the world. Do you realize what that would mean for your country?
Hmm.
And if
yeah.
you made your citizens wealthy, you would be the leader that did it. And they're going to put you on a pedestal like your father and your grandfather never was. And I think that's what he told him. And
I
the little
kid's right.
thinking, man, I could go down in history of being like one of the greatest guys ever
yeah.
to make my country
that's
so
brilliant.
Wealthy.
I haven't even thought about that. You ought to run for president next.
You know, I've already made that decision since I didn't run for Congress. 2024, though.
Okay.
2020,
yeah.
I'm taking
yeah.
up right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, you got that's true.
That's very good. They could become an economic, you know, transition where things are being transferred through.
Yeah, I just want to point out Dee's going to be my VP.
Okay.
Vice President.
Of course.
There right. we go. Hey, all right.
Talk about real quick your military background, the security situation with respect to the region, because we're acting almost, then one of the things that has me concerned is that one of the demands of Kim Jong-un is apparently making is that we cease our joint military operations and training. They want us to downscale, scale mm-hmm. back. You know, our military, but North Korea is not the only problem in that neighborhood, in my opinion, and we need to have a military presence there, even if North Korea was on board with us.
Yeah. You're talking about China,
I'm
right?
I'm talking
right.
about China,
right?
I'm talking about, you know, whoever else may show up there, maybe even a terrorist state
yeah.
or,
okay.
or organization.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let me give you some thoughts, and it's going to be a little different than what we talked about on the break, but if you look at our country, you know, we have, the way we're set up is our military is underneath our government. Okay. We don't think about coups in this country of the military
right.
taking over, okay?
Right. Not often, anyway.
Exactly. China's not set up that way. There, you really have three different entities there. You have the Communist Party, which is the bureaucracy, you mm-hmm. know, the leadership within the country. But the military is not under that bureaucracy. The military is its own separate entity.
Who do they answer right. to? Themselves?
They answer to themselves. Mm-hmm. They answer to themselves, okay? Now, the military, of course, under Chairman Mao, you can imagine how close they were because you can't
okay.
get anywhere to keep your people under control if you don't have a strong military. But where that changed was in Tiananmen Square. Remember the whole
yes.
story of the guy up against the tank, although he did disappear, but, you know, he went up against the tank.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that scared the bureaucracy
tremendously because they're like, you know what? You get a billion people moving in one direction. I don't care how much military you show up with. We can't compete with that. And they learned that from Mao. Because Mao said, you get enough people on your side, you can change whatever. And Saul Alinsky mm-hmm. says the same thing. You get all mm-hmm. the people, you can do whatever you want to.
Right.
Get all the people, get all the money, you can run the world. So to the military and the bureaucracy's real strength, the communists were real close. But then Tiananmen Square happened, and mm-hmm. that's when China was starting to let capitalism take over. And of course, it's growing tremendously.
Oh, yeah. They're now the number one economy in the world.
That's right.
The United States economy is number two, hopefully double.
That's right.
We'll change that, but that's currently
the situation. So one of the rules that we had in the military was no Bucks, no Buck Rogers. So we proved it the way we defeated the Russians, that you cannot have a first world military on a third world economy. It goes hand in hand. You got to have the money if you want to have the military, right? Mm-hmm. So now capitalism starts to take off. There are communists in the Politburo in China that are billionaires. Okay, they might wear the ugly gray suits and be goose-stepping everywhere, mm-hmm. but behind the lines, they're driving Mercedes and eating caviar, and they love that,
yeah.
right? They love it. So then what happened was as the capitalists started to grow, the military said, the communists don't have any money, but man, these capitalists do. We want the money for the ships and the tanks and so forth and so on, okay? Right. So then what happened was is that you had this kind of uneasy agreement between the Communist Politburo and the young capitalists, where the capitalists said, you leave us alone and let us make all the money we want, and you can do that communist thing. And the communists said, okay, we'll wear the stupid uniforms and you guys make as much money as you want. So then the military looks at it and says, well, we're not going to get any money from the communists. We like the capitalists because that's how we're going to get the tanks. Mm-hmm. Now, the point where I'm going with this, Roger, is you talk about other security concerns there. They have a very, very good military, and their technology is growing exponential.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
This is from someone who spent a lot of time in that region, and I'm sure there's people out there listening to me that would say, hey, I don't agree with him at all. But I'm telling you, if conventionally China wanted to roll through that region, mm-hmm. unless we go nukes, we're not going to stop
Absolutely.
Them.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. They've got the people.
We're not going to stop them.
If not mistaken, if they drafted everyone, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, everyone is of military age, in the Chinese army, if they did a conscription, that would outnumber the entire U.S. population.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah,
sure.
And you think of big old Americans, right? You mm-hmm. don't normally think of big Chinese. Right? Well, look, yeah. I'll tell you a quick story that's a little different. My daughter is, my daughter Erin, she teaches English to Chinese through the internet.
Okay.
Okay? And she says, Dad, when the camera's on, when the computer's on, I can see the moms and dads in the background. And one of the students that I taught, her dad was a colonel in the Chinese army. And she said, Dad, that was the biggest man I've ever seen in my life. He said, that guy must have been like 7 feet tall. Mm. And he was, huge. So I don't think this idea of thinking, oh, there's these little Chinese guys. No, some of those guys are bigger than we are. And they're very well trained.
Right.
And
they monitor what we're doing and they try to copy our successes. In fact, there's espionage going on.
Yeah.
You remember when the rocket took off and Bill Clinton thought it'd be a great idea to allow one of our rockets to launch from Chinese? From China? And guess what? It blew up on the way there. Guess who got the black box or whatever they've got?
Yeah.
The Chinese government did.
Yeah. Mm. So I really like what Trump is trying to do, because the Chinese aren't stupid. I mean, I think they look at what we did with the Russians,
mm-hmm.
and they were smart enough to say, we're not going to make the same mistake as Russians. We're going to have a first world military by having a first world economy, and they have pushed in that direction. But back to your question, about the how could we stop them? Remember when Kennedy was running for president, he brought in General MacArthur and said, do you have any advice for me? And MacArthur said, whatever you do, don't ever get in a land war in Asia, because we can't win, because it's so much land and it's so many people,
mm-hmm.
and you just, conventionally can't kill them fast enough in order to stop them.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
So if MacArthur's telling Kennedy that, then he's a pretty smart guy.
Do you have any expert predictions on what you think could end up happening with Taiwan long term?
I think the Chinese are just going to wait it out.
Okay.
Why not? They're just going to wait. They waited 100 years for Hong Kong.
Okay. That's true.
They waited 100 years for Hong Kong. And what's interesting about that is because Hong Kong was big on capitalism, unlike our country, which has $21 trillion worth of debt, Hong Kong had a $60 million surplus. So when the Chinese came in and took them, Hong Kong handed them a check for $60 million, no debt.
Wow.
Yeah.
Such a deal. Such a deal. We'll come back into this conversation after our break here. We've got a few people that are going to advertise. And if you've got any questions or you want to get in on this conversation, Feel free to give us a call. That is 904-222-TALK, 904-222-8255. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Justice Department's Inspector General releasing a report this afternoon of the FBI's handling of the Hillary Clinton email investigation. Officials from Justice and the FBI are expected to testify about that report before congressional committees next week. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says there will be no sanctions relief for North Korea until it denuclearizes itself. Pompeo spoke to the press today after meeting with his Japanese and South Korean counterparts in Seoul. Of course, that comes on the heels of President Trump's successful summit with Kim Jong-un earlier this week. In New York, the attorney general is suing the Trump Foundation, accusing the charity of violating state and federal laws. No truth to it, says President Trump in various tweets today. What he called the, quote, sleazy New York Democrats are doing everything they can to sue me. He says the foundation gave more money to charity than it took in. More details at SRNNews.com.
Download WBOB's mobile app or free from your app store. Powered by Duval County Judicial Candidate Kimberly Sadler.
This is Bill Martin with God First Ministries. Colossians 2 verses 9 and 10 says, "In Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. And in Christ you have been brought to fullness." There is a fullness that God has made available to you. That fullness or completeness can only be found in Christ. Throughout history, mankind has been chasing after that fullness without seeing this wonderful gift that God has paid for and made available to us. God wants you to receive all His fullness and completeness. You are only made complete in Him. Search God's Word to better understand that fullness and how you can receive what God has freely made available to you.
This message has been brought to you by God First Ministries of Jacksonville. For more information, visit their website at godfirstmin.com.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for a healthcare plan, or more importantly, if you signed up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have hundreds of thousands of members all across the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2.5 billion of each other's medical bills. Best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings may be less or more, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
For more than 25 years, the potential for health improvement is seen with each patient that walks through our door. Healthcare decisions don't have to be confusing. Make Island Doctors your medical practice. Island Doctors cares about their patients.
They got my blood pressure off the ceiling, my thyroid off the floor.
Call us today to schedule a tour of one of our locations near you and take a peek at our best wellness program. And welcome home.
1-877-434-4676.
This is the Savage Nation.
Any man that I know is saying, if I have a son, I'm worried about my son in this society. Every young man is now potentially going to be accused of rape for looking at a woman the wrong way, is what they're saying. And I am telling you that this is what's happening. They also say to me this is a design on the part of radicals in this society who want to destroy man and woman.
Michael Savage, a host like no other.
The Savage Nation on Talk Radio, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
All right, everybody, welcome back. You're listening to the Inside Track with the Duval GOP. We've been having a very, very interesting conversation.
Karen's going to kick me out of the studio.
Well, no, no, no,
No, never.
Yeah, just
see, that's why you don't like it when I take down that little barricade here in the middle of the studio.
Feel free to take it down.
He's like, oh no, she can come after me. But we're in the middle of a conversation. We started off with the president in North Korea,
right?
And then got into, you know, all of the other dangers, the major danger over in Southeast Asia, and that's China, and that's definitely. So there was a question that came up about in this agreement and in the conversations that President Trump had after the summit, talking about pulling back the military exercises with South Korea. Does that really have an impact in Southeast Asia other than, again, almost a symbolism of South Korea versus North Korea? I mean, does that affect our ability to react if China does something?
You're talking about if the troops are pulled out of South Korea?
Yeah, if the troops are pulled out of South Korea.
Yeah. It would be.
Right. Our troops in South Korea, I would imagine, are not just there to protect South Korea from North Korea,
right,
but it's to be a military presence for the United States in the region, China, which is doing a lot of weird things like making these man-made islands in the middle of the ocean and then claiming that is sovereign Chinese territory.
Yeah. You want more land? Just build it. Maybe that's what we need to do, landfills.
Well, my thoughts on that is, you know, we had the Monroe Doctrine. Where we told Europe, don't be coming to this part of the world.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're doing the same thing. I don't know what they call it, but I mean, I think they've got a doctrine of this is our backyard, and if we want to do it, we're going to do it.
But we have allies there that are very Western, you know, in every area except where they're geographically located, such as Japan. Right. They love their Western lifestyle, and their ideology is Western. You know, we have a responsibility constitutionally to them because at the end of World War II, we told them they can't have a military anymore, and we're their military.
Yeah. Well, you know, about 6 months ago, President Xi gave a 3-hour speech. And in that speech, he laid out the strategy of where he wanted China to go. And in that speech, he said, we are not going to be the number one country in this region. We're going to be the number one country in the world. They're pushing to replace us, and they're doing it the right way.
They've already done so with the economy. Yep. They're the number one economy.
They're not
in the world.
Doing it on debt. They're doing it unlike us, who are trying to keep things going on debt, they're not doing it that way. They're actually doing it on, you know, the wealth of their own nation. And I'll tell you a quick story of how important that is. In 1956, Eisenhower was president at the time. And there was an issue where there was a conflict between Israel and Egypt in the Sinai Peninsula. Okay, and so the Egyptians were... The Russians were lining up with the Egyptians. And
was this during Gamal Nasser's reign?
Okay. Yeah, it was when Eisenhower was president.
Okay.
So Eisenhower was really concerned since Russians were lining up with the Egyptians and the French and the British were lining up with the Israelis that we were going to set ourselves up for World War III. And Eisenhower, you know, had been a general that won in the European theater. And he's like, you know, I don't want another war. Mm. And he called England, the prime minister, and said, you guys got to get out of there. We got to de-escalate because it's not looking good. And the prime minister told Eisenhower, hey, look, you know, we've been running the world for 200 years and we're not going to stop now. And we're not going to do it. You're not going to tell us what to do. Well, they had moved after World War One into a debt-based economy, and we were the number one holder of the British sterling.
And they lost the entire British Empire, with the exception of the British Isles right there in Europe.
And the way the story goes is that Eisenhower told the prime minister, you will stop and you will pull out, or we will not only stop buying the British sterling, we're going to dump it on the market and you'll be done. And the next day they left. And historians...
Don't mess with America.
Historians will tell you that phone call was the end of the British Empire.
Interesting.
It ended on that day.
Right.
So fast forward, $21 trillion worth of debt, and the Chinese are buying as much as they can.
Uh-huh.
You can see where in the future there could be some, hey, quit building those islands, and then the phone call is, whoever the president is, hey, look, we got all this debt. Don't tell us what to do,
right?
Because if not, we'll dump the dollar, and that'll be the end of you. And I could really see history repeating itself.
Right.
I hope Trump, you know, in the next six and a half years,
he's a smart guy, especially when it comes to business
that.
Savvy.
Yeah.
And I kind of, I don't know if he sees it or not, but
But every indication, every step that he's taking to bring back our economy, our debt decreased by, what was it, $30 million or something last month or the last 2 months. We're taking the steps. We're moving in the right direction. It's certainly going to take a while.
Well, I know in April, the IRS reported that they took in $500 million.
Oh, that's
which
it.
Was the most they had ever taken in
yes.
a single
Trump
month in the history.
For you.
Yes.
In the, yeah. But that was the most they had taken in the history of the country.
In 1 month. How much was that again?
It was $500 million.
Yep. $500 million. I mean, dollars.
And all of the Democrats said, you can't cut taxes. It'll explode the debt. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Some of my friends that are still up at National, up in D.C., they threw that at me. Ryman, I thought you were conservative. What's up with this exploding the debt? And I had to remind them, tax cuts don't cause debts. Budget causes debts.
Right.
Because if tax cuts cause debt, well, Obama created another $10 trillion for us. Exactly what tax cut did he float to make that happen? Because I don't think he would know a tax cut if it hit him in the head.
Yeah.
It's not tax cuts. It's budgets.
Well, one of the last presidents who made that point exactly was John Kennedy. He was right in there. Democrat, but very, very fiscally and militarily conservative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He needed the money to get us to the moon.
That's right.
And that's what he did.
That's right. And there have been all types of spinoff technologies because of that. We have satellite television, cable TV would not exist had it not been for the space program.
So much technology.
You know, so many different technologies.
Don't forget Tang.
Tang, exactly.
Oh, gosh. Well, wait a minute. Let's forget Tang. Let's take that off the list.
Tang. What are some of the other ones? They're really cool technologies that are out there from battery-operated tools, you name it.
Well, actually, Star Trek.
Well, here's another very important one. If you're a parent of a young one, my little girls are big girls now, but you know the disposable diaper. It's not fun to think about, but that was a spinoff technology.
Mm-hmm.
The Pampers were a spinoff technology with the way the astronauts had to kind of take care of business, for lack of better terms,
yes.
while they were in space.
Yes,
it's
major
amazing
absorption.
The things you learn with Karen Morton Show. Isn't it? It's
you know
amazing.
What? Yes. Stick with us, folks. You'll never go wrong. There we go.
Oh, no, I'm going to get an email.
That's what. No, yeah, really. Poor. It's Henry Hoot's going to be up here going, you talked about what? What was that? What was that, Roger? You never know where we're going. But this is why we like to bring in these really, really mm-hmm. good groups of people, because we can have a good conversation, mm-hmm. talk about a subject matter, and, you know, take it where it leads. So, all right, so we've got.
I want to make one comment about this. Is back to the security of the region.
Okay.
I don't really think that China is a big a threat as it is Russia, and the reason I say that is Russia is directly mm-hmm. north of North Korea,
mm-hmm.
and for over 100 years, Russia has wanted those deep water ports that's in the Korean Peninsula.
Yeah.
So they have really wanted that. I would be much more concerned about
that's Siberia there. They have a port there or near there or no?
No, I'm talking about the Korean Peninsula is what I'm talking about. Because right at the top of North Korea is Russia.
Okay. Yeah.
And they have wanted those because they don't have the access there, the deep ports there.
Mm-hmm.
So they have wanted the Korean Peninsula for 100 years. So I think it is much better to have the Koreans, the Japanese, and the Chinese, who are all Asian,
mm-hmm.
kind of working together, because you don't get that from the Russians to the north.
Exactly.
And you don't want to create some conflict there where the Russians say, hey, here's an opportunity to get those deep water ports, because then you've got the two largest nuclear armed countries going at each other. To me, that's a nightmare scenario.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Especially when we're talking about diminishing natural resources like oil that's eventually going to run out. And maybe we can talk about that at some point. But, it's definitely not a bad, good neighborhood to live in.
Yeah. So I'd be much more concerned about what's going in Russia for that reason than I ever would China.
Right.
I don't think they're going to do anything that would create the conflict that would hurt their economy. I just don't see that.
Right.
I think they want everything to be moving right along, because they know in the long game is to their benefit, because if their economy gets big enough, it doesn't matter what kind of military you got, because they're just going
to
overwhelm them.
And they seem to be very level-headed, and they probably understand that, you know?
They like wealth.
Where with Russia,
everybody does.
You know, the guy running that country seems to be on a major ego trip and maybe realizing that he does not have, you know, all the tools in his tool shed that he would like to have. So he augments that with, you know, just being the bully of the area.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
All right.
All right.
Ryman is, in addition to being a former Navy captain, you were an instructor with the Naval War College. Right? National War College, which is now you know why after listening to Ryman for the last half hour. You know why. He's a good guy. We're going to have him back. Anyway, stay tuned. We've got one more quarter, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Reisch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Reisch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click Plumber in Jax.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to Jacksonville.com to vote Roland Reisch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7, Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Reisch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059.
This year marks the 61st anniversary of Boger's Shoes on Park Street here in Jacksonville. In order for a family business to celebrate 61 years in business, they must be doing something right. And that something is good old-fashioned customer service. Since Father's Day is June 17th, Boger's Shoes has decided to celebrate Father's Day all month long by offering all dads 20% off any purchase of $100 or more. Some restrictions may apply. For 61 years, Boger's Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. Boger Shoes specializes in extra-wide width shoes, and they offer free evaluations and fittings by 3 board-certified podiatrists on staff. And with a doctor's prescription, they can custom make inserts in their on-site lab. For 61 years, good old-fashioned customer service has been the key to Boger Shoe success. Stop by 1014 Park Street in Five Points and experience the Boger Shoes difference. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
My name is Amanda, and I am in the Life Builders Recovery Program at City Rescue Mission. I've allowed alcohol to take my career, my family, and my faith from me. I was also sexually abused and became depressed, even suicidal. It was those suicidal thoughts that became my wake-up call. I was referred to CRM by another facility that told me I needed a longer-term recovery program. A God-centered program and the counselors at CRM have given me the freedom and the willingness to open up. I no longer see myself as an alcoholic. I see myself as a child of God. I know that I am worthy of love and that I can do all things through Christ. After graduating from CRM, I want to work in the nonprofit field and be of service to others.
I'm Penny Kivett, Executive Director for the City Rescue Mission. Would you consider helping us make a difference as we provide hope, healing, and change to those who need it most? Visit us at crmjax.org. That's crmjax.org to learn more, or to make a donation to help transform the lives of the hungry, homeless, and addicted in Northeast Florida.
All righty, everybody, welcome back. You're listening to the Inside Track with the Duval GOP, and we've got our last quarter. I truly want to thank everybody in the studio for the conversation we've had during the last half hour, because that was really amazing. That was good. Not bad, Ryman.
This has been an education for, I believe, our listeners and for me personally, to have someone, you know, with your military background and expertise.
Oh, you're smiling now. Things. But you wait till you get the bill. You wait till you get the bill, Karen. You won't be smiling then. You have to split it with Roger.
You're right.
All right. So more deals going on right here.
I'll take it down the hall to the accounts payable guy.
Listen, we wanted to let you know about some other things that are going on here in Duval County. This coming Monday, we have the Republican Executive Committee meeting. It is always on the third Monday of the month. This year, this month, it is the 18th. It is 6 o'clock at the Salem Center. Anybody who wants to know more information about the Republican Executive Committee meeting or any of our clubs, you can go to DuvalGOP.com and look it up. It's all right there. The address is there for the Salem Center. Contact information so you can attend. Anybody who is a registered Republican is welcome to attend the Republican Executive Committee meetings. This is the business meeting of the Republican Party here in Duval County. And we have lots of different things going on. This coming Monday, we're going to be doing a couple of things. We're going to be discussing Marcy's Law. We had representatives from the Justice Coalition in a couple of weeks ago, and they talked about it with us here on the air. But Marcy's Law is one of the amendments that's going to show up on your November ballot that allows the victims and victim families of crime to receive the same rights, the same notifications that the perpetrators get. Why we need to have this on the ballot is beyond me, but we do, because they are oftentimes ignored and for various reasons. And there's no reason that the victims should not always have that kind of accessibility and information available to them. So anyway, we're going to be talking about Marcy's Law at the Republican Executive Committee. And it appears that we will also have Mayor Lenny Curry with us on Monday evening. So that'll be interesting. He's going to come in and kind of give us a state of what's going on. Lenny Curry is obviously, he's already filed. He's running for re-election as mayor of Jacksonville. And earlier this week, he received the endorsement from the Jacksonville Chamber in his bid for re-election. So Mayor Lenny Curry will be with us Monday evening. And so if you want to come and hear Lenny, you're welcome to be there. Again, all registered Republicans are welcome to attend. There's a couple of other things going on regarding the August ballot. There's a couple of races that have become special elections. And because of the timing, instead of having to go to an extra $1 million worth of expense to do an additional election, we were able to get both of the special elections onto the August 28th ballot. But those concern the tax collector's office. Ooh, nobody likes tax collector. Tax collector's office. The former tax collector was Mike Corrigan, and he resigned on June 1st. To become the CEO of Visit Jacks, and that left that open. The term will be the remaining year of what would have been his term, and that election now has been moved to August. We would have had all of our city elections next March and May, but that's the way it goes. So there are three Republican candidates who have filed for that seat. You've got former state rep Lake Ray. You have former property appraiser Jim Overton. And you have councilman Doyle Carter. All three of those individuals are running for that race. We have had each of them into the studios on different days to talk about with their plans and to talk about their candidacy. But we will have them back. I think we're going to have a little forum, if we can, get it arranged so that all three of them are in here and you can call in and ask questions so we can go through all of the information that everybody needs. Again, one of the reasons that we do this and one of the reasons that we try to put out as much information as possible is that you get a chance to get to meet and or hear the candidates so that you can make an informed decision as to who's the best person, who do you want to vote for, who's going to stand up for your principles. You know, like tax collector, they say, well, what's the big deal? We're not talking about Donald Trump. You know, like what difference does it make when it comes to, draining the swamp? Well, it makes all the difference in the world. The tax collector is part of that city organization. They are involved in some decision-making processes. And people who are on our city councils and on our school boards and in these constitutional offices, those are kind of your farm team. Those are the people that are eventually going to say, hey, maybe I'm the one that should run for this state Tallahassee office, or maybe I'm the one who should run for the next congressional seat. And we want people in those positions who stand for what we want, stand for what we believe in, and will continue to stand for it after they get elected and don't back off on the first possible opportunity. That's what we need. So it is really important to get to know your candidates. And again, those are the three that will be running for tax collector. We also are going to have a conversation coming up shortly with currently the only person who had filed to run for Doyle Carter's seat. Normally, again, city council's seats are up for election in March and May of 2019, and that is the case. However, since Doyle Carter is running for tax collector, he has tendered his resignation with the city. And since we've got two councilmen already removed from office, the two Browns who were indicted a couple weeks ago, and then the suspended by the governor, you can't just resign and leave the seat open for a long period of time. So the city council seat that Doyle Carter currently sits in, it will be vacated and will be up for election August 28th. So we're going to be talking with Randy White, who is running for that position. He is the Republican, and we'll get an idea of where he stands on issues and what we can expect from Randy as far as filling that seat for Doyle Carter. So there's a lot coming up. There are a lot of elections out there, but I'd really, truly encourage you to get out and get to meet these people. If you come to the Republican Executive Committee, you will have an opportunity to meet probably 25, 30 different candidates. They will be there. They won't all get to speak for 10 minutes, but they will be there. You have an opportunity to mix and mingle and, again, talk with people, get to know them, look them in the eye, and ask them a question. That makes the difference. That makes the difference. It's so important. We will have people there running for all levels of office, starting with school board. Very, very, very important. So we've got another thing coming up real soon, and we'll be plugging it a lot more, but you want to get used to going to DuvalGOP.com. Just get used to it. If you want to know anything about politics in Duval County, DuvalGOP.com. And soon we will have implemented a full kind of interactive roster of every Republican candidate who will be running in 2018. And we also have a second roster of those who have already filed to run in 2019. And you'll be able to get all kinds of information about them right there on one site. You don't have to remember, people call me all the time. There's somebody running for an office in my area because they came and they left some brochures. He was kind of tall, but not real tall, and had brown hair. And I have no idea what you're talking about, but we can send them all to DuvalGOP.com. You can find out everybody who's going to be on your ballot.
And see photographs.
Okay. Yes, see photographs. And actually, eventually, they'll be able to see photographs, videos that the candidates have put up, all of their bios, all of their main issues and that kind of thing. And it'll be right there. So hold on for us. We will see you next week. Take good care. Every Thursday, 2 o'clock, come on back. And in the meantime, God bless the United States of America. God bless our flag.